facts. And those Indians, we're no better than they are, and they've lived out there for 200 and 335,000 years without any medicine. I think a lot of us are saying this, well, we shouldn't go through this. We can't go on without our medication. We can't fight infection without penicillin. So we die! Half the goddamn world. Will you fix this, mother son of a bitch? So half this world has died. Two-thirds of this world right now is starving to death. What the hell difference if some of us die out there without medical care? I tried. I've done the best. Just because I can't give you the best, I've given you practically a heaven here until the last few weeks, couple of weeks of this shit. So what the hell? What the hell if we die out there with no heart medicine or no penicillin or nothing but goddamn snake's teeth? What the hell? Some folks don't have nothing. Over in the deserts of Sahara, there are people starving. They don't have water. Don't have food. What the hell? I'd rather do it than sit here in a white night anyway. Where's the challenge? Where's the challenge? I'm just being an advocate again. Where's the challenge left in the communists? If you're laying down because there's a moral purpose to it, but be sure you know what you're laying down for. Why you're saying, I'm going to make it quits here. Because unless you're dreaming, we got to have an atomic bomb, goddammit, before we can win this war here. Yes, Reb.
We need a ministry of
okay, well,
it's what he said every morning. We could make the port of Vietnam over. Or saw Joseph's plan and at the beginning.
Hello, 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 hello. Is it any better now? No better now. No better now? No better now? Don't sound like it was originally, though. It's muffled, they say. Muffled, muffled. Muffled, eh? Muffled, muffled, yeah. I'm going to jump around a few and be rest of you tomorrow. I'll jump down a few. I'll jump down a few because we're going to have to. Many of you people take their names down because these people have to be back. Some secretary here. Hold. I'm going to jump. I said I'll jump down. Pam, what are you going to say? I'll take the names of the others. Will you please? Somebody get off the ass. Take the names. Hold it. I didn't dismiss you. I dismissed the first man.
I was going to say that I don't think that going into the jungle would be the most feasible in terms of completing a revolution. I feel that we have too many seniors and too many children that would require too much assistance to go at a very fast pace.
You think somebody history might interpret that as inhumane? History might interpret that as inhumane that we took all those people out there without medication and so forth?
I don't feel that it's inhumane. I think it's...
I don't care what you... I said, do you think history? We got to think about history. We're communists. We got to think about history.
I think...
You do not know my point of view, honey. You don't need to try it. All the rest of you. You won't know what the hell I'm doing. Neither will you know ribs.
I think history may see it as inhumane and...
History might also see it as inhumane if we get to fight with black people up here on the hill too, mightn't they? And you can bet they'll not land any U.S. Marines. We wouldn't be lucky enough. And if they did, they'd all be black.
I think in terms of history, it may look as though as they scared us off and we didn't complete our goal. I think that...
Okay, if you said we let down...
All this represents
a
potential consolidation move to the left the way Marilyn told us a few months ago.
I think history would respect it more, but I was going to continue to say that I don't know if making a stand here, like you're saying, if okay, we make the first battle, then what? You run the risk of people being captured and tortured, as he was talking about the person.
When we went through that, we got to deal.
Well, that would have to come to a revolutionary suicide. Everyone would have to be killed. But what I would propose doing would be to start off, when it came down to it, say, make negotiations for to go to another country by saying a hunger strike or something like that. And if that didn't work, then I think the revolutionary suicide would be.
Talk aloud, please, ladies, please.
Okay, what I was saying was that I think it to make certain demands, whether the demands to go to another country, if the demands weren't met, then I would commit a revolutionary suicide here by, like, we were talking about burning the fields and the buildings and send some people to destroy either the states, the people in the states, and like that. No, that's why I propose not fighting. Rather, if the demands were not met, commit to revolutionary suicide, because I don't think we should fight black troops.
Carolyn, please, Carolyn, one of the tape recorders. Okay, here, right here. You guys. Got a point. There may be something going on between you. It's not like Jagan did.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
He like him. So he's maybe staging, like Khrushchev beating on the fucking table in the United Nations. It could be, maybe.
Well, I wouldn't just give it up like that. I mean, I would try different things. Like, if it came down to that, I can't see fighting black troops. I really can't. As far as concerning about history, I think it'll look fucked. I mean, as far as communism, which is for freeing blacks and playing poker.
Okay,
What contribution we can make. We don't expect you to answer vocally. If you can just nod, this is a possibility. We need to hold on to it because our people, we don't expect you can empathize with us fully. But we've had burnings and we had fire attempted just 2 days ago.
I still think that mass suicide would be the...
And our people are concerned about people.
If other, oh, I don't know if you say scare tactics or trying on different stuff, saying whether it was offering people to go in and be burned or whatever it was. And if that finally, if a few things like that didn't work, then I would commit mass suicide because I think that the capitalists are scared of dying, and that's something that would be respected.
We have to repeat this stuff over and over again to politicize these mothers who don't seem to understand U.S. politics. Now, hold on here. You say hold on. This guy's going to move to the right, and we can't have anything to do with shake it and shake it.
Right here, if we have our storehouse, they can just blow it up. That was my reasoning. Either to Russia or Cuba, and if not there, we all go through to the jungle. Because it seems like they're hesitant right now, or they're seeing where we're at.
Well,
I feel we should all go to the jungle then. That's my reasoning. I feel if we make our stand, we make it there because we have more protection.
My choice would be depending upon whatever was feasible. I couldn't say that we'd go in the jungle unless it was really necessary, because suppose that the fascists would come down on us, then we would go there, because if we make a stand here and they would come upon us, then what would we have proven, you know? I think that we're building a strong communist group, and to die for nothing, you know, without any purpose would just not be right. So I wouldn't choose without knowing what the alternatives were or what the reasons for were.
Okay, if you
it would depend on what it was. If the fascists would come and I said let's get out, because it wouldn't be any reason, we couldn't fight them, we couldn't win, so let's get away and try to build a stronger group somewhere else. But if it was to make a stand here we would know that we would have a purpose to go down in history as a group who stood firm on our grounds. Let's die here all together.
We're fighting black soldiers. What are you going to say about that?
Well, if they're fascists, then we'd have to fight them.
Well, this is a communist country, really.
Well, if they're fighting communists, then I would say go away. I would say not fight them. I think to me it would just depend on what the reasons, what was behind.
We can't find out what.
Well, I say stand and fight.
I didn't hear it, Kay. I have great admiration for Kay. I didn't even hear her position. What's the position you took initially?
Well, I would. The only position I could take would be what would be backing it up. I wouldn't know whether the fascists were coming in on us or whether the communists were coming.
The communists, there wouldn't be any communists coming in, but what could be would be black fascist. If they come in here to fight, we won't be fighting no goddamn communists. Because any thinking communist will have gotten out of it. Isn't that possible? They can't even march enough to come in here. The head of the GDF has been in our home. That's the guy on the Defense Force, Army, Navy, Air Force. He's black. We know him on a first-name basis. But what he'll do in a time of a crisis, who the hell knows what his army's going to do? The thing that you have to face, so if you're going to go to war, that we might find ourselves fighting black people coming across the hill. The communists, there won't be. There's not enough politicizing. As you heard me teach this group today, they want me to go here and there and teach. And after answering questions, there was only three people in there that raised at this. Politicizing they don't have. A black awareness they have, but politicizing they didn't. They didn't realize how bad USA was.
Well, if part of us couldn't stay back and let the rest of us get away and commit suicide back here to protect the others, then I think we all should try to go away and if they if we're going to kill black people, maybe go away in the jungle and try to make a better stand somewhere else.
Okay, it has its merit. Or commit revolution and suicide here before we do any fighting. And so we have died in protest to thus. We indict this fucking fascist country. If it comes to that, if it is taken over. It has not been taken over tonight, but if it comes to that, make our statements made on the radio, as I did before.
I'm willing to go out in the jungle and fight through this revolutionary war. I understand.
Take us a while. Now, what you going to do when you get in the jungle? You're going to have to find us a base. We're going to have to hide there a while. And we can hide. And there'll be some die, young or old. Then we'll form again, organize ourselves, and wherever the hell we are. Wherever we are. Venezuela, Peru. Wherever shit flu right now is moving more and more to the left. That's South America map. Let me see that goddamn map over there. It's nailed in it. Peru, point out the map here so I can get my bearings. Is that in balance? I know it's red, but I'm trying to get... It's that Brazil looks a little bit bigger than it is. That map's out of shape. It's too long, it's not wide enough, and I think that's true. We gotta have a balance. Is that exact replica, comrade Christian, engineer Christian? Thank you. Yeah, here's more like it.
This way.
I like if this is way off here. Brazil's way off. You got Brazil. Brazil tips right up to Guyana. Brazil goes clear up to the, it goes up north. It touches the whole northern, it touches the whole southern border of Guyana, and it goes even up to the west coast. It's way off. Way off here. Is it off there too? Does that show Brazil bordering Guyana? Well, this one here has been giving me a dozen.
This Venezuela line right in here someplace.
Well, Venezuela, Brazil, we can do something. Getting to Peru is going to be a long hawk. What's the scale miles approximately to Peru? The military took a pro-communist turn, according to Radio Cuba. Last night's news, yesterday's news. Only to Caracas. Caracas is 400 miles. Uh-huh. 1,500 miles? A month's walk. You bet his ass is. You gotta go through the Andes, don't you? Some of you people better be doing some study this goddamn map. We better get some facts. We got some books over there to do some facts study. We'll have to have some of that done tomorrow, too. Yeah, Scrubs and some of you to go who knows study the continent. Who's been in there? You got a degree in Latin America. Okay. You, who's back there? Who's hand way back there? Oh, yeah. Grubbs and Christian. So then, well, we have to study this fucking continent. Because we owe to do what to Cal we can. It's not going to be easy seeing people die, but we've seen people die. We should have felt just as much about the several million that died in Bangladesh 2 years ago. We got no right to always live when others die. Okay, you have a meeting when the first I tell you to open up tomorrow, so you have a meeting. I'll tell you the time. Just a minute. Let's go on. Let's quick. All right, sister. And I'm going to jump to you. From there, I'm going to jump to the sister with the hat, Lewin. I'm going to jump to Christine and Jane and then Julius. And that'll be go. But wait, get their names first. Go. Okay. Shift, please.
Well, I'm willing to stand up and fight for this socialist movement. I'm willing to...
I hope you have this fixed tomorrow, this son of a bitch.
I'm willing to go out in the jungle and fight for this socialist movement. With no doubt. I understand that,
Did you get that message too? I want that fucking ship. Fuck that goddamn monetary exchange. Okay.
I understand now that we are going through a matter of life and death crisis. And
go forward and the
I would do all that I can to help as far as going out doing what's right for this cause.
He must guarantee us in writing whatever his intent. Whatever intent he must guarantee us that it is not Lucindus and Oscars.
Yes.
I want to say I have to leave our shoes. I don't talk.
Well, I think you're going
to look. I want to say I have to leave our shoes going to the jungle because when you're in the jungle, you have. Hide and be most safer, I believe. Industry, I believe, going to the jungle. Well, because I believe it's safer in the jungle, and it would be here. That's what I believe.
I'd rather go to the jungle because I'd like to say if we stay here that we have less time to survive and all. And I think that we sit around here, many of us, and slept like we do here in service. We ought to be pretty well rested, and I think we've overeaten, and we ought to be full. We ought to have enough to last to carry us over for a while, and I think we could help the babies, enough young ones to help the babies, enough of us to help the seniors and all, that we can kind of help survive at least for a period of time, a longer period of time, to regroup or whatever. But I would be willing to take chances on the jungle.
I feel that if we took a stand here, it may never be, or any kind of stand that we took where we all decided to die, that it would might never be interpreted correctly in history, and that we owe it our commitment to socialism to stay alive as long as possible, to perhaps start something else, and that to go to the jungle, and I feel, just as a suggestion, that the duffel bags that we have should have knapsack things put on them.
By the way,
you're going
to leave earlier than some, so he decided he's going to be the first sleeper, but I don't want that staff left on that gate, too. I don't see anybody coming here before 8. My opinion, right, John? But I don't like to fuck around much more than that. Take a movie? Okay, come by. So did you take this movie to Port Cartoon, and then we got to get it back tonight? My night, they had diverted. What movie? Give that motherfucking goddamn thing on France. Send that son of a bitch with him. They don't give a shit about this. Gangster, yeah. Maybe about that tonight. Okay, you got it? Get that French movie ready for him.
What time should we be at the gate? Yeah.
I think you should be there by 9. No late. No later. No later. And I can go to sleep, you know. Don't dare both of you. For 6. Because that's where it was saved. Johnny and Charlie saved us at the gate. The worst white night we had. They saved us. They held them. They came in. They came in in uniform. They came in and they talked their ass to death until we got the battle won over the radio. And I mean, that's a sensitive spot you're in up there. Because if they'd have come in, it'd been all over. We'd have taken them hostage. We don't want to be forced into taking anybody hostage. And I think Lee's a little temperament. You better hold the gun. I think I have that kind of feeling with Lee that I can talk that way. Right? I think your ass is sick of this shit. And you can go off. You get, I don't know, late. I haven't seen it, but I your brother's general, too. They get a little lose their cool. I don't know, it's cool, but they're willing to get into the foray too quickly. Shotgun. You don't display the shotgun either. Mm-hmm. That's not to keep it from him, because one of you are both on duty. You don't use that mother, and even unless it's old, you don't use that at all, except to save your life. Yeah, if you pull that trigger, it's over. Okay, some of you, I hope you enjoyed your sleep. Should you ought to be well off tomorrow. While the rest of us stayed up all night. Yes? Come on, let's hear it. Go ahead.
The only thing else I want to say is that there should be about a few trusted people to go on ahead to kill off our enemies in the States, and I also feel that perhaps some other division.
Electricians burned up the water pump? It burned it up? Which fucker burned up our water pump?
When they jump the wires on the pole, so they can shut off this one generator.
It's a fine time for you people to burn up the water pump. You guys know what you're doing electrically?
We changed the wires on it.
Well, you ought to be able to explain to me then how it happened. And who's responsible?
Well, I'm responsible. Excuse me. I'm responsible. What happened is when we switched over from this generator, we had this generator down now. We switched over. And
I hear all that.
Okay. Now, the rotation was backwards. That in itself wouldn't affect anything, but that wouldn't mess up the pump itself. I mean, the pump part, not the motor. So I had to go down there and check it. But as far as the rotation is concerned, you know, just switching one wire versus another, really, all it does is change the rotation, but it doesn't affect anything else. The low voltage does affect it. And I'm afraid that the low voltage must have caused the problem. That's the only thing I can figure out as far as why the pump
is ruined beyond repair.
It can be fixed in Georgetown, and it's a possibility.
The armature damage?
Not the armature, the fuse.
The fuse?
The outer windings.
It's not stuck.
Right. The fields, the windings.
Well, yeah. Do you need another pump? What is it? We get these pumps in Georgetown. What do they cost? What's it called? What do they cost? $2,100. Tell them on that fucking boat that goes out tomorrow. That fucking boat goes out, they're going to have to get one.
motor that's here, it can be repaired.
I know, but in the meantime, we better get a motor. Can we get a motor separate from the rest of the ship? Can we get it?
I don't know. How about this?
Yeah, but what's going to happen with the water down to Pigry? Okay. See if they can get it pumped. You know where they can get it pumped separate, though? They might check and see for procure your reasonable price on the pump part. I know we're going to get it, but we ought to have a backup anyway.